May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 1051. Alas, what hourly dangers rise, what snares beset my way. To heaven, O let me lift my eyes, and hourly watch and pray. 1051.
Thank you. Let us read together from the 40th chapter of Isaiah, a few verses. The first 11 verses, prophecy, Isaiah chapter 40. We turn to John's Gospel, St. John's Gospel, from chapter 3. Isaiah chapter 40, comfort ye. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. And we turn to the Gospel according to St. John, in chapter 3. We commence at the first verse. St. John's Gospel, chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees, Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man could do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth. I think our brother John Curley used to say, not him that believeth not, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. We leave the reading of God's own word there. Amen. O Lord, we do seek thy mercy at the mercy seat. Come rightly there. We seek to be real. We need that mercy, Lord, for our never dying souls and the greatness of our sins and the sin that does so easily beset us. We do ask, Lord, that thou come by thy Spirit and guide us, Lord, into all truth. May we be able to believe, Lord, what a favour that is when we have believing hearts from sin set free. So we ask for thy gracious help and mercy appearing, the blessing, the Holy Spirit to be appointed this evening hour, the Lord to come and grant to poor sinners something this world cannot afford, the nearness to God, that raising up of our souls and preparation for eternity. Blessed Spirit, do guide our poor hearts and rid us of sin with the application thy precious blood feelingly. Though we cannot live in that high mountain, we do want to know a little of that which flows down, and that which can meet our need. Grant, Lord, that thou wilt not leave our souls destitute. We pray that thou wilt come, Lord, where sinners are. May thy blessed Spirit sweetly guide us into all truth, and may our hearts be glad. But, Lord, we often fail to be so low because we cannot seem to find thee with dear Job at times. And others, one said, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. What a concern and burden that was. Help us, we pray. We seek, Lord, that thou wouldst come and hear prayer lifted up. May this evening be appointed to seek thy face and to worship thee in spirit and in truth. May our God hear. May the Lord deliver us at such a time as this. Lord, do come and remember us with many burdens and cares and many things, Lord, that seem to weigh us down, and we do seek that thou wilt grant to us that gracious help to leave all things, many things, at the foot of the mount, and seek, Lord, a little sweet nearness and compunction in our hearts and love to God. Lord, do remember each one, thou knowest, the hearts that feel to need thee most. We come in with them. Thou knowest those, Lord, that would see Jesus. Oh, how that suits us well. Lord, remember those that may especially want some token that they are born of God and that their treasure is above. Lord, hear us for this house of prayer, the Church of God, and those that we bring unto thee, we think especially of our dear aged friend that we've been to see. We pray that thou wilt draw near. Grant our heart's desire that thou wilt bless her. Lord, do grant those answers of peace. We do desire, Lord, to lay hold upon thee with many thoughts and desires. We pray, Lord, for the young too. Thou bless the Sabbath school and those that have grown up so quickly. The Lord be round about them and about us each. Lord, we do pray that thou'lt hear prayer for the increase the Church of God in these dark days. Lord, it's the increase of thy kingdom we long to see, and pray there may be those that be able to say we have found him. Lord, we do pray that thou mightily use thy word. Maybe, Lord, also those that shall follow on to know the Lord. And do remember any special trouble, Lord, that feel left out, or any, Lord, that are so cast down, may that word be precious. Why art thou cast down? And my soul try, shall yet praise him, with the health of my countenance, my God. Again, we lift up our hearts unto thee, Lord, for our land and nation. Seek the overruling of our God at this present time in the concerns of the government and those that are appointed of God evidently to administer to our land the things that are right. But Lord, do hear us and do overrule and grant answers of peace for the good of our land and for the restoring of the knowledge of the Lord. and the turning back of the tide of blasphemy and idolatry. Hear us, Lord, and the desires lifted up. And remember us as we think of our need now, Lord. We pray we may not be a hindrance. We pray that thou guide our hearts, our thoughts, and open the book. We want something fresh, Lord, with that certain sound about it. Lord, with that trumpet sound, Lord, to reach our poor hearts. We ask that thou come, Lord, and hear us as we seek to plead again that precious name and blood and righteousness. Oh, we would plead it rightly. Seek, Lord, to come and lay at thy feet. Do remember us, we pray, in our concerns, that we may not be left at last. We may not come so near and yet be cast off as those that have never known thee. Lord, do grant some real, vital application to our hearts and lives. We need thee, Lord, to come and visit us with thy salvation. Blessed Spirit of truth, oh, come down, reveal the things of God, make to us salvation known, a witness with the blood. We thank thee, Lord, for thy many mercies, for thy kindness, thy goodness. Those especially that can look back and bless thee. We pray for others not with us, one in another cause that we remember. And we seek that thou would be with us, Lord, to lift us up now and bring us on. Leave us not to be outer court worshippers. We do seek, Lord, that thou would make one with us, and in our hearts shall burn within us. We do pray that thou would forgive our sin and what we are, our unworthiness, and many transgressions. May they be blotted out as far as the east is from the west. And do receive us, Lord, in our desire to be found in thy hand, and grant some sweet liberty. May the friends be able to sweetly feel the Lord to be with us as we read, and the Lord is there. So may there be those answers of peace. Remember this house of prayer, the church of God, and do come. Bless the two causes especially. We thank thee, Lord, for the bonds and the desire to walk together and to ever maintain it. Hear us now. Forgive all amiss and forgive our failings. We mingle with our petitions, those notes of thankfulness, for those that are to be married according to thy great goodness, and go before them. Soon it will be upon them. And we pray for thy goodness and thy mercy, and breach every one we ask, for Christ's sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 962. Come, dearest Lord, and melt my heart, thy animating power impart, blessed source of life divine, Jesus, thy love alone can give the will to rise, the power to live, for every grace is thine. 962.
Much dependence upon the help of God. I feel directed to turn with you to the first of Peter. first epistle, general of Peter, from chapter 1, in the last few verses. First epistle, general of Peter, chapter 1, we will read from verse 23 to 20, verse 25. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth for ever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth for ever. This is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Perhaps our thoughts especially are in the verse 24. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, and... Verse 25, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. This is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Now, yesterday as we came up to the chapel, feeling so empty and so much in need of the Lord to even begin to help me and to pray if called upon, I thought very much of my inconstancy. Oh, the dreadful states of our poor hearts. And then it seemed to come upon my mind that these things represent what we are, and with many lessons in it. Oh, the insufficiency to do anything, to believe, to begin to humble ourselves. So much in want and need that we feel directed to come in it all, to seek the Lord to open this word that seems to abide upon my heart. And friends, what a part of the word of God it is. It begins with the new birth. What a sweet subject that is. Being born again. Oh, the Lord grants us some sacred knowledge of it, or the renewing of it in our hearts continually. The new birth and the sweet truth of it, that our souls may live and maybe that revealing unto us the Lord's sweet favour by the new birth. Especially my mind has gone to the words here that seem to be prominent, being born again. I think one prayed for that this evening, the new birth, all the sweet truth of it. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. I want to just come a little further. The Lord guide my thoughts, friends. Today we've been over to see our dear age friend. My mind has gone to a few thoughts concerning what the Lord speaks of, concerning flesh. All flesh is as grass. A friend was showing some heirlooms, but asked me if I knew. Of course, I didn't know anything. of who these people were, and my thoughts have been gathered up to this place. Oh, the Lord, guide us and direct us. And friends, what a need we have of the new birth for our poor, inconstant souls, the Lord to come and sweetly deliver us from the power of sin and unbelief. And then there's something else. And to hasten. Oh, it's like the wind passing over it. And it is gone, isn't it? Over the earth. My thoughts went to those who have lived and died. And gone to their eternal habitation. What a thought it is. Friends, what do we know of that truth of the new birth in our souls, in all its power to grant to us those new precious truths that are in Christ? The new birth speaks of new covenant blessings. It speaks of what the Lord will do through the greatness of his almighty arm. Speaks very much of that time when the Lord will sweetly bless his people with the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. But where is that, friends? In the gospel. Oh, to be in God's hand, to be able to speak a little in the truth of the gospel. That's how my mind has been led in the 40th chapter. We read, all flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. Oh, what solemn thoughts across my mind, friends. Soon we shall be gone too. Where? Soon we shall give account. Soon we shall come to that place where what little religion we have is real or not. I think we could say, what great religion, but friends, I mean the truth of it, as God may grant us a little reality, a little of that sweet truth in our hearts that we are born of God and our treasure is all above. To come very much further. It does seem that there are those things in life's journey that remind us of the nearness of eternity, remind us of the great truth that we are passing on so quickly, nearer and nearer to eternity. What solemn thoughts they are. So many have gone and left this world, but friends, is it well with us? What have we got that is revealed in the person of the Saviour by the greatness of the Lord to come where sinners are and to lift them up and bring them right on? I want to come especially. It seems to rest upon my mind as we have turned to this word. It's this: the Lord grants us some sacred knowledge of this truth, being born again, not of corruptible seed. That cannot be so. We cannot be born again without the incorruptible seed, the word of God. That's the truth of it. We need that to be deep in our hearts and lives. The Lord to grant us that word by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. My thoughts go to the solemn realization that we are fast passing through our little lot. It keeps returning to my mind. Oh, the truth of it, friends. Where shall we be? And I must hasten. What seems to rest upon my mind is this. By the word of God which liveth and abideth forever, oh, may the Lord grant us such sweet knowledge of this word by his rich grace. And the word of God is that which the Lord is pleased to grant to his people. And it is from the incorruptible word of God. And to come a little further. By the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. And to come a little further. Friends, may we be sweetly brought to know the new birth and the nature of it. The truth of it is not just being different, but it's possessing the word of God in our hearts and forfeited lives by sin and renewed, born again, brought up from this poor dying world with that desire for the Lord, for his truth, to be truly quickened, feeling our want and need, brought sweetly to seek that better part, and to seek for that help of God in all his will, and all that concerns us, the Lord may graciously reveal his sweet will and purpose. I want to come to the gospel. Not much is said of the gospel. No gospel known without the new birth. And the very truth of it is this. The word of the Lord endureth forever in God's purpose and his sweet grace. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Now, I want to leave perhaps those first few thoughts. They do abide in my mind. Flesh is as grass. Many thoughts today about it. I must hasten, really. Oh, how the lilies fall, don't they? Changes. Soon the evidence is all around us of change and decay. That which is admired is soon gone. That which seems so fragrant falls to the ground. That which speaks of the passing of time reaches us nearer than we think. Oh, what lessons there are. But it needs God to write them in our hearts by the new birth. And cause our hearts to fear. I think yesterday I was trying to seek the Lord that we might have a wound that only Christ can heal in the gospel. Nothing short. Friends, that vital application, the new birth, to bring new desires, and although wishes so weak, and yet to set us from this world by God's rich grace for that better country is in heavenly. But oh, the inconstancy. How different we feel it to be and desire to acknowledge it. But I trust our hearts are up to the Lord for the truth of the new birth and the life in it, the renewing of our spirits and the way in which God is pleased to bless poor sinners by the new birth. Friends, it is vital, isn't it, that we have such a beginning as of God that Nicodemus could not fathom, could not understand. And we will not understand ourselves either. all those conflicts. The spirit of man which seeks still to dwell upon this poor dying world and take the things of it to our hearts. Despite all the evidence that we must leave it, still we go on by nature. Friends, it strikes my mind it is a very great matter to possess the new birth and to be among those that are constantly emptied, laid low in self, and yet to have that renewing of the blessed Spirit to graciously lead us. I hope by his sweet truth, to those blessed truths that the world cannot receive. And such were some of you. Are your hearts now different by his grace, and yet you cannot comprehend, cannot seem to, and poor Bartimaeus, Nicodemus couldn't, yet he was taught of God. So may we know, friends, that spirit of grace in our hearts to leave all things for Christ, not some things. Lay them in spirit at his dear feet. And by the Spirit to be directed far above those earthly things so dear to our heart. Friends, it's by conviction, isn't it? By the teaching of God, perhaps in things we pass through, perhaps as we notice the passing of time and the changes that seem to be so much in our hearts. Oh, friends, may the new birth, the truth of it, the grace of God sweetly deliver us. That's what we need. Deliverance. The wicked hearts and the opposition of it. Indeed, the world that lieth in wickedness lies in our hearts, doesn't it, by nature. It seems an enigma. You have to confess that we are not what we would be. And yet, you know, friends, under the sound of the preaching of the gospel, the Lord sends his sweet truth. For those that are born again, that's his appointed means and way. It can be said there may be many ways the Lord may show us and teach us, but it's the gospel. That's what God has appointed. Ah, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the strengthening of the weak, the help of the helpless, for those that come to the end of all things, still there is a fullness in Christ. All tonight, to be brought to acknowledge that in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. But oh, friends, it's to be on the stretch, isn't it? It's to be, as we read in the Hebrews, seeking that better country, isn't heavenly. Now, it's not man's articulation. It certainly isn't charisma. But friends, it's the sweet work and witness of the Holy Spirit. Oh, friends, possess it. We possess eternal life, but we need that increase. My thoughts went in the Word of God, in the truth of the gospel. You know, those that are truly born of God, they know themselves to be sinners, and they want something for their sin. They want something for their nothingness. They want something for that aching void. Hardly speak about it. An aching void, but this world cannot fill. Are there any like that? And friends, we believe it is right to read the word and to consider it Do you know we need it written, don't we, in our hearts? That we might see our election of God. We might know a little of that sweet truth, the Lord himself. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again, the wind bloweth where it listeth. And thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, whither it goeth. Another application. Whither it goeth, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Perhaps it may in God's hand be a sweet word. The wind bloweth where it listeth. Sovereign grace or sin abounding. None can send the wind. The Lord is sovereign in it naturally. How much more spiritually? Oh, how sweet and sacred are the ways by which God draws poor sinners from the ways of sin and ruin by his sweet grace. How sovereign, how rich, how free that grace that meets those characters that are worthless, godless, unbelieving, and yet he casts his banner over them, his banner of love. Not one that is born again that shall not be renewed in heart and life, shall not desire the things of God, shall not want to know more of him. And yet how poor, how lame. I turn down that hymn on inconstancy. Perhaps we go back a little. The wandering star and fleeting wind both represent the unstable mind. The morning cloud and early dew bring our inconstancy to view. So I have to own how poor, how unlike child of God I hope we're kept. But it's in the heart, isn't it? Are there those that wonder if the Lord can come to where they are? Friends, by the gospel, he certainly comes. With life and power, the new birth must be maintained by God's grace. And those sweet renewings are the characters feel their sin and shame. I don't mean to say that we walk contrary to God, and the Lord grant we may ever be kept, but those that fear God feel so much their need. Can anything reach their case? Seem to hear in vain sometimes. Certainly, we fall under it so much. And yet, what does it need? The law? Does it need man, flesh? Needs God's sweet spirit, doesn't it? The truth of it. The power of it. The dominion of it. It's when the wind blows, isn't it? In a gracious, glorious sense. The Lord brings something. In the gospel. He wafts salvation down to men. His traitors and his foes. Some of you know that by God's grace. Where would you be tonight but for God's free grace? Or is there not need by the gospel to seek to speak according to the lively oracle of God, the effects of the new birth? Friends, powerful. Can't see it. You can see where the wind's been. Oh, the truth of it. When one is brought to seek the Lord, there'll be some fruit to it. There'll be a time when I have to say, well, I cannot go with you. I cannot do what I used to do. There be that desire for the Lord to grant the new birth, although possessing of it, the matter is this, we wonder. We possess anything. I want to hasten. I believe that God appoints the gospel for the sweet comfort. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. How they need it. They need the assurance. Or they need the Lord to come and put some crooked thing straight, both in their souls and circumstances, both in their feelings, but more than that, for eternity. That great desire is to be right at last and to be found amongst those that seek to follow on to know the Lord. Sweet chapter that is. I must hasten, but it's the gospel, isn't it? I was struck in my thoughts of how that 40th chapter speaks so much of the truth in the gospel here in John chapter 3. The boy said, crying, he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass. Yeah. And all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field, just like our poor hearts. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, yes. Because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Much could be said of that. Truth of it. Calling men to bow before him forever in eternity. Or where shall it be? But I want to hasten. It is the trumpet sound of the gospel. All flesh is grass. All the goodliness thereof is nothing, is it? The flower of the field, which soon is cut down and withereth. Another place it speaks of it in the Psalms. Now, friends, what have we got that God maintains? What have we got that the Lord is sweetly pleased to renew by his sweet spirit? Is it that desire for Christ and to see, to know him and to know that increase of his love? And oh, the gospel God appoints to be preached, for the sweet comforts and strengthening and blessing of poor sinners. If only I could really preach it. Now, friends, this is a sweet sound in the gospel. The new birth, the sovereignty of it, the truth of it, the wind bloweth where it listeth. Effects of it are known, but we cannot perhaps see the wind, but we may know a little the effect of it. I often say it's how much religion we've lost, perhaps more than what we've gained. Some start well, and friends, soon they fade away. To seek to ever to be kept. I think we remember the words yesterday, hold thou me up, and I shall be saved. Now the gospel, the truth of it is proclaimed. It is the truth as it is in Jesus, in the Trinity of persons. The gospel is sweetly known, sweetly made known. Oh, the tidings of it. All engaged in the salvation of the poor sinners, and the gospel speaks of it. It's a proclamation of it. God and sinners reconciled. Now, Friends, the truth is this, we need the life and power for our hearts to be moved. Love and desire. And to seek for the Lord to grant the witness or strengthen our faith. And to grant to us some vital confirmation that the Lord is with us. Those vital tokens. Do you live upon the tokens? Show me a token, Lord, for good. A token of thy special love. Show me that I am born of God. My treasure is all about. And then what strikes my mind is this. Nothing more despised than the gospel. And nothing more glibly spoken of than the gospel. Many things we must leave, but some of us do seek to hold fast. Oh, the vital matter, friends, is this. When the gospel is known, humility is known too. That's the nature of it. It reigns in the heart. There's a sense of deep unworthiness. There's a knowledge of sin by it. There is that proclamation of man's sin and shame, not without the truth in the gospel that he is able to save unto the uttermost. It needs the Lord to apply the sacred truth. But what I want to seek to come to is the effect of hearing the word of God in an honest heart. And friends, it brings us right with that woman of old that told him everything. Those that have to pour out their hearts before him and tell him all. Oh, what sin forfeited lives. Oh, how we have gone astray like a lost sheep. Now we have thought the world's side the best side by nature. Still do, but for grace. Oh, it speaks, doesn't it, of that banner of love. The effect of it, when the Lord grants a new birth, it is the new birth, the new desires, new longings, new hatings. Once we hated the God of sovereign grace. Our friends, who is there in his right mind that can not feel their shame and seek that the Lord may forgive those crimson sins and our rebellions, especially in our unregeneracy. Some of you perhaps with me have gone a long way. Well, have you had to come back a long way? Or perhaps it's like this, isn't it? Little by little. Line upon line. Precept upon precept. And the heart is subdued and the heart knows its own bitterness then. And there is a vital truth, friends, it is the gospel trumpet. That is, it proclaims deeply the need of a saviour. No, it is that which condemns and yet raises up. It heals and yet what a wonderful balm there is. It's not one without the other, friends. In the measure that God grants, something must be known and felt. And some of these truths, friends, are near to my heart that we might see more of the truth of the kingdom of God, the new birth, and those that may be able to say, we've found him. able to say, oh, I have the witness that the Lord is precious, but my sins are so many, so ruined, and yet not without some sweet hope that the Lord is able. Let me put it another way. Friends, where would you be without the sound of the trumpet that speaks of the truth that God hears the brokenhearted, is able to bow down his ear to hear, oh, and to grant that sweet coming and pressing, speaking to our dear friend in the home, as we do sometimes. Sometimes she says she's pressing. I try to speak to her. Friends, that pressing on. I try to take it up with her. Friends, these characters that are born again, they're pressing, seeking, and yet there are many clouds. The Lord grant the desire of many hearts. It needs the Lord, doesn't it? I want to perhaps come a little further, because we're nothing at all, but we would speak well of divine truth. The nearness of the Lord to broken heart. And those that would see Jesus, but the way is rough and rugged. There are many contradictions. Many things come we didn't think would ever come. It can be said much opposition sometimes. There are those things we find to try that little faith that God works, we hope, in our hearts. No new birth without the grain of living faith. But we need the increase. Then it does seem to speak of the appointing of the gospel. O Zion that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold, your God, of course, much is spoken of in the prophecy. But there is a sweet truth in the gospel of the fulfilling of his coming. When he bowed the heavens and came down, the appointed time was come. Oh, the godly rejoice, the nearness of his coming at the sound of the trumpet. They that fear the Lord spake often one to another, I believe it was about his coming. And their desire to know the dear Redeemer. And a little further, it speaks here of something very precious. While men are satisfied with the poor dying world and the fleeting nature of it, the things of it that cannot be maintained nor held on to, the church of God in their right mind, like that dear man of old, clothed and in his right mind, they're found at the feet of Jesus, aren't they? Glad enough to get there, hear what God the Lord may speak, seek for those tokens that yet there is room for such poor sinners as can bring nothing good, promise nothing at all. But friends, the gospel speaks of those that have to come to him just as they are, so lame, so ruined, so much in want, so helpless. They've sinned away all their salvation in a few hours, but for grace. I mean, though they may have the enjoyments and blessings, oh, what debtors they are. God's free grace. Oh, they need the Lord. The truth of him in the gospel. One that is mighty to save. Do you need one like that? One that is sweetly made known in the truth of the gospel. Oh, friends, really, it's not just this empty enjoyment and praise, but friends, it's when it reaches the heart, isn't it? And the sins. God's people, then they can rejoice. When they can perhaps see through a glass darkly and say, yes, I think I can see the object of my desire, but oh, my sin and unbelief. Oh, my need, the Lord, to grant that enlargement of faith and to grant that unction, savour of his name. Friends, what a sweet truth that is. When the Lord comes, he comes with a savour of his name. And those good ointments are poured forth. Friends, it sets God's people in safety. Wonderful truth, the gospel proclaims that everlasting salvation through the finished work of Christ, not man. Not his best endeavours, nor even what he can promise to do. Friends, it's these debtors. They're debtors still. They'll always will be here below. And to grace, how great a debtor. Daily I'm constrained to be. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it from thy courts above. Are there some like that that say, well, not what I was, but I'm really not really anything like I want to be. Well, friends, it's looking unto Jesus, isn't it? Now, he draws a chosen race. Not one that looks upon him with desire, that will not be drawn thinking upon the sweet truth of one that is set forth in the gospel for those that are nothing at all but Jesus Christ. Is there all in all? Now I realise there are different degrees and different ways of speaking, but you know it's this, isn't it? When the Lord sweetly comes and grants that sweet enlargement of hope and grace and the desire for the Lord to come and grant those answers of peace. Or what need the Lord's people have for those sweet answers to their prayers. Seems as if the Lord takes no notice. All those dear characters, the Word of God, whose hearts trembled, and those that seem to be ready to sink. Friends, they shall hold on their way. According to God's sweet word, he holds a weak believer up. He brings them sweetly to know the truth of his grace. I want to come a little further. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. Now, wonderful thing when it is fixed in our hearts, the promises, the truth of his sweet word and the glorious truth of it for sinners, the sinner's chief. Perhaps we seem to think of the last few verses. The grass withereth and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Now just a few thoughts, as God may direct me. The word of the Lord, the promises, the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Or may it be set in our hearts, friends, in a very wonderful way. God's word shall stand, his truth prevail. Not one jot or tittle fail. And then perhaps a little further. This is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Now it does seem to me to bring me to this point. The Lord opens the heart and the word is graciously given. Open thy mouth wide and I will fill it. Also, this word which is by the gospel is preached, a very precious word. What is that that brings poor sinners to the atonement? Makes known the riches of God's sweet grace. Reveals that royal robe to cover thee. Sweetly guides poor sinners in the way, the gospel, the truth of it. Oh, may we ever be able to preach that truth of the gospel in the way in which God guides his people, brings them right through their trials and troubles, sweetly brings them in his purpose, sometimes in his ways which are past finding out. Things that may seem to be impossible with man are possible with God. Thoughts go a little further, as if this is the portion of those that fear the Lord, the gospel, the word of it, the truth of it, directed by the Spirit to broken hearts that feel their sin and have to fall at his feet and seek for that forgiveness, acceptance, perhaps in a special way, or that putting away of sin by the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Lastly, it is the gospel speaks of that fountain open for sin, uncleanness. Oh, what a sacred truth that is. That gospel, I think the hymn writers of the gospel, I love it, is perfectly free. I want to just look at it another way. Sometimes God's people, they do need the Lord to grant them a special word, some gracious appointment for them, that the Lord is with them in some special trial or trouble, in some great turmoil, some great confusion of heart, and perhaps in need the Lord to completely undertake. I do like that part where we read, Lord, I am oppressed, undertake for me. Is there any like that? I don't know. Lord, so gather up and appoint the word. Of course, these words of the truth can be the promises, or the sweet truths that God lets down into the hearts of his people to succour the tempted, to lead to Christ. I was thinking of him. Thoughts really fail me. Oh, that condescension, his love and mercy, and the way in which he came to Calvary. That glorious Son of God, fully tried, nothing lacking. Oh, the truth of it concerning the Lord and his church, this one that was appointed to carry their burdens and to bring them to heaven at last, the forerunner. The Lord grant us a saving, sweet knowledge of the dear Redeemer. Much could be said, I must leave my thoughts, but perhaps it is this. This is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. By the Lord send it. This is the way. Walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right hand, when ye turn to the left. Let's leave a few things. God, make up where we fail. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Chapman is expected to preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. John Rosier next Tuesday. Let us close with hymn 927. Thou only sovereign of my heart, my refuge, my almighty friend, and can my soul from thee depart, on whom alone my hopes depend. 927.
forgive all that is amiss, and bless the sweet hymn. The lines find an echo. Do bless poor sinners, Lord, and grant them that life divine, and increase it in our own hearts. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the communion and teaching of the blessed Spirit be with us each. Amen.